I'm Christopher Lydon in Cairo with Mona Prince, novelist of My Name is Revolution. This is Open Source, an American conversation with global attitude, we call it, in a series on Arab artists in a revolution. Mona, we meet on what may be a historic day in Tahrir Square, Tuesday, the 27th of November, 2012. Mona Prince, I'm wondering how a novelist makes a story out of a revolution and makes characters out of a revolution. I'm thinking of Victor Hugo in Les Miserables. He was in the streets in 1832 when the barricades went up in Paris.
Well, I was not thinking of myself as an artist, honestly. And most of us who were in the square, writers and artists and painters, we did not think of ourselves as writers. We thought of ourselves as human beings, people participating in a big event. That it is the event of our lifetime. Yeah, no one expected that we will have a revolution. Like, maybe not in our lifetime, but it happened. And I'm not going to think of, let me write about this. Okay, other people maybe did that. But for me, I was more interested in taking part, in living it.
What do you see happening?
Awakening.
What is the revolution doing to children, as you see it?
Well, I see, for example, the children play revolutionary games, at breaks at school, police, revolution, army, the revolution, the protesters, and they have these games at school with the chanting and even the, like, sometimes even they revolt against their the head of the school or the teacher, and they demand the right, and you should do this. There is this movement in the country, and the children... the way they act and respond is very different. Mm. These are not children, these are revolutionary young people, young. What I say now is that after the revolution, there is a barrier of this fear. We were speaking even before, but we were speaking and we were cynical without hope. Now we have hope that goes up and down. The feeling of hope is not permanent, okay? It goes up and down, but it is there. It has not been killed.
Mona, can I be bold? Egypt is interesting, but there's a something of a world spirit about this moment.
Each country produces its own leaders, and then we work together for the good of the world, for the good of people.
People want it.
That's idealistic, maybe, but life is about cycles, There are phases in history where... there is fascism all the world, there is fundamentalism all over the world, there is dictatorship all over the world, and then liberation movement all over the world. So it's coming. It is coming because people are suffering everywhere in the world. Everywhere. Rich countries, poor countries. How do you measure rich country? When you have poor people, it cannot be a rich country. Only rich people, minority and majority of poor people. We cannot go on like that. So the cycle... It's a phase that will be changed, and another cycle will come. And we have to work on that. So I want to put this country on the right track, and with the help of the people, of scientists, of artists, of the young. And if this can happen in each country, then the world will be much better.
5 years ago, you say you were yourself worried about a submissive or passive or defeated people. Do peoples change?
I think we're changing here because we start to have hope again. That really changed us tremendously. Now we get energy from this hope. If we lose it, we're back to this sense of submissiveness, But I think at the moment, we're full of hope and full of energy and determination. To rule ourselves, to do what we want to do good for ourselves and for the country, and help other nations as well.
And what do we expect from this day in November 2012 when Tahrir Square will be full again? What's your hope? What's your thought?
Well, I am going to... I want to ask Mubarak. Yeah, I want to ask Morsi. I don't want Morsi. Okay, some people want to... want Morsi to withdraw his constitutional declaration. But I don't want Morsi at all. And even if it doesn't happen today, one more mistake, and he does a lot of mistakes, and he withdraws a lot, and this is not what you expect from a president, and he will be out of position. He will be out of office, you know. And 25th of January is just soon. It's next month. Or months and few days, you know. It's January. We will see. I hope you will be here and see how people march against Morsi and the Muslim Brothers. You will see it on TV if you're not here.
I will come back to see it and the start of your campaign. Mona Prince, it's a joy to meet you and hear you and to believe with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you too for being here and sharing this with us and transferring it to the world as well.
I'm Christopher Lydon in Cairo with a very popular novelist and a very popular man in the revolution, Ibrahim Abdel-Megid. It's a beautiful thing to see people come up and embrace you, thank you,
yes,
hug you.
Yes.
What do the people expect from their writers? What do they expect from you?
Yes, expect from me to be as usual, yani, with them in the squares, in the revolution, and write about their dreams and survive dreams and hopes, freedom, equality, and justice. And that I spent my life writing about it, and that also I was in jail once a day since about more than 20 years ago in the period of Hosni Mubarak because of that. Us, my generations and after also, usually involved in the people needs and people hopes. And we are not disconnected or we are not far from the people and their dreams, looking for the best for in writing and life also.
And what does the writer see in the people today?
Today is a turning point in the revolution. Today is the beginning of the third revolution. The first was against Hosni Mubarak and his regime. The second was against the SCAF, the rest of Hosni Mubarak in the SCAF. And now the SCAF is returned to its work as an army far from the politic problems and political questions. And the third now was Muslim Brothers, who came to authority by what? But because it was a dirty play. Muslim Brothers, if you notice them, all of them, from the head to the down, to the foundations, nobody say Egypt.
Really?
Nobody say Egypt. They say anything else. They consider the group better than Egypt, and the Murshid better than Muhammad, the Prophet himself. They are a Masonic.
Forgive me, who do you say they put above Muhammad?
Yes, they consider the Murshid better than Muhammad. The Murshid is the first. Murshid. Murshid, it means the head of Muslim Brothers. They consider him better than Muhammad and better than Allah, better than the God. He is the first and the last. And the group is the first and the last, not Egypt. And they are not Muslim as Islam. They are Muslim as they need. They need people to be cows, to be without minds, to be followers without discussion. They want to make Egypt, as I told you, a small state controlled by Saudi Arabia.
You're saying that the Muslim Brotherhood and maybe Saudi Arabia behind it would like to make Egypt one small or even a big state in a vast Islamic nation.
Yes.
What's the difference between Saudi Arabia and Egypt that way?
Great difference. Saudi Arabia is controlled by the king from one side and by what's so-called Al-Amr bin Ma'ruf, Salaf, who called Al-Amr bin associations called, groups called Al-Amr bin Ma'ruf. It means that somebody in the street told you that your dress is not good, your veil is not good, and can punish you. You see, Saudi Arabia now, underground, there are more young men refuse the regime, but they can't. because it controlled by money and by force. More money, but great force. You see, this is not in Egypt. Egypt is a freedom. And we are a country opened to the Mediterranean, not to the desert. Our evolution came from the Mediterranean, but the desert, there are no evolution. No evolution from the desert. From the desert, what you can keep, bring from the desert? Only science. But we bring from the Mediterranean science, technology, literatures, and everything. And our shore was the Mediterranean more than 1,000 kilometers. And our history is long with the Mediterranean. They now make a constitution without saying anything about that. They say that Egypt is Arabic and Islamic and Asian. Asian, not African and Asian. And no notice, no signal to the Mediterranean, which the civilization came from it.
Ibrahim Abdelmejid, tell me about tonight in Tahrir Square. How is it like January 2011? How is it different in size, in energy?
Today is not different. Today, this day is equally like January days. As of the quantity, more than 2 million now the Tahrir Squares. And as also as slogans and everything. This is the third revolution, as I said to you. The first against the Mubarak, and the second against the Scaf, and the third against Muslim Brothers. And tomorrow, and the square will be more and more like January. The people will not go to their homes. They will be stayed at day and night, maybe less in the noon, but at evening they came again. And Morsi has to find for him another place.
No. And today again they're saying go, leave.
Yes, the same slogans. Go and leave. And go means leaves. You see, they said to Hosni Mubarak, go means leaves. Leave means go. You are not to understand. You have to start understand that leave means go.
What is it that these men don't understand about the crowd, the young people especially?
The young people are the makers of the revolution. Young men of Egypt from 18 to 25. Sometimes to 30, but usually in 20. This generation who make the revolutions, because they are different than us, and then the generation between us and them, they have a vast media. They have Facebook and Twitter, and the world, all world, in a mobile now for them, and they know everything happening in the world. And they know everything happened in the history. Quickly.
Yes.
Quickly. They are not need to read a great book. He only opens the mobile and read and knows. You see? So they are hurry in collecting and hurry in making the revolution. And also they came from the respectful ideas of the humanity. Freedom. Freedom is the first. Freedom and equality.
Ibrahim, as an American, I was confused. Hillary Clinton came here last week and she thanked President Morsi for his efforts in Gaza. And people said afterward, did she tell him it was all right to take dictatorial power or not? What is the American play behind the scene here? Or do people care at all?
I also believe that Hillary Clinton gave him okay, because maybe she did not okay. Maybe she became silent. And Morsi considers his silence means okay. But surely he gave her an idea about what he will do, what he will does. You see? What he will do. So America, we used with the American policy, want usually a dictatorship in Egypt. Doesn't want freedom for the Egyptians. We used to that. But this policy will be failed now, these times.
What does Egypt want from America now?
Now we want America to take her hand from Muslim Brothers and support the human rights. I think that Obama today has to come out and make a speech for what happened in Egypt. But he doesn't till now. Why stay? Not because he... Because I want him, because he will solve the problem, no. He will not finish the problem, no. But to say to us that I am fair, I am not with anybody, no or there, or them, you see? But now Obama with Muslim Brothers against the Egyptian peoples.
Tell me again what Egypt wants for itself. What do you want for Egypt?
We want, if you, Egypt, what we want, we can make it now after this revolution. I think that Egyptian people will make what they want. They will make freedom, make equality, and make human rights and everything. But the Egyptian now can make their futures.
These are hard lessons for an American, but you're a reasonable man, and it's wonderful, as I said, to see you with your people. You are a kind of good uncle in that crowd, and it's a joy to see you among them.
Thank you, Bruce. I came to see the Egyptians in the best kind of, the best spiritual kind, spiritual state, along their life, along their history. I came to see the young men and take from them hopes and self-confidence.
Ibrahim Abdel Megid, author of Nobody Sleeps in Alexandria, and many other novels, a celebrated figure in Tahrir Square today, November 27th, 2012. Thank you, Ibrahim.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you much.